I was always inspired by music. It's what I love.
The first album I ever bought was Leanne Rimes' Blue, and that was the first album that made me fall in love with country music. And I think the second impactful album of my life, which completely changed my life, was Dixie Chicks' Wide Open Spaces. My first job was, I grew up on a Christmas tree farm in Pennsylvania, which I know is like really random. You don't ever expect a country singer to grow up in Pennsylvania or on a Christmas tree farm. But my first job was helping my parents with that. And I started helping them when I was like able to walk, because every single Christmas we would have to haul trees up a hill, and that was more for like the adults and stuff. My job was to go around all the Christmas trees and pick the praying mantis pods off of the trees, because if the praying mantises, which are bugs that are like extinct in most places, so you're not allowed to kill them, if they lay eggs in the Christmas tree and somebody takes it into their house, the heat will make all the bugs hatch, and there are thousands of them. So my job was to go get the egg pods off the trees, and so that people wouldn't have them in their houses. There were so many different events that inspired me to be a musician. I think that it started out with just loving music.
Sorry.
Come on, people! You're killing me! Don't mess this up for me. God. I'm sorry, go on. I figured out that music was something I needed when I was 12 and I started writing songs. That happened when I was in middle school and I was dealing with the fact that all of a sudden I had this group of friends one day, and then the next day I didn't have those friends anymore. They were just moved on, gone, and I didn't have any friends anymore. And that's a pretty scary concept, going into school every day and not knowing who you're gonna talk to. And my way of coping with that was writing songs about it. And walking through the door after school, going right to my computer room, sitting down, getting my guitar and playing until it was time to go to bed that night. It really, really helped me at a time in my life where I needed a friend, and music was there. The first concert I ever attended was a Leanne Rimes concert, and I remember standing in the front row, and she reached down and grabbed my hand and said a few words to me, and it made my life. And I realized at that point that, wow, you know, if I could ever be able to be on that stage and maybe do that for some little girl, my life would be complete. How, you know, that's the coolest thing ever, because I realized how much it impacted me, her just touching my hand, you know? And I honestly have a lot of days where I wake up and I'm just like, I can't believe I get to do this every day. I went through a lot of embarrassing fashion trends when I was little, because I was kind of like this little, you know, kind of rebel fashion, trying to try different things all the time. Like, there was one time where I would draw a beauty mark on my face every day with eyeliner, and it was always in a different spot. I don't know who I thought I was fooling. So I did that. In like second grade, I was wearing uniforms because I went to a private school, and I would spend the days like under the desk cutting up my skirts, like cutting holes in my skirts. And I would get home and my mom would be so mad. She's like, what happened to your uniform? And I'd be like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. So, you know, like stuff like that, drawing black all over my eyes. I went crazy with makeup. I think my favorite thing about my parents is that they let me express myself with what I wore. My parents were awesome. It's so crazy going from 3 years ago, riding around in the back of a rental car, walking into Clear Channel stations and trying to get played on the air, you know, trying to get an interview on the air, and meeting these program directors for the first time, meeting these people for the first time, and all the DJs, and then walking into the Clear Channel online offices and seeing all these stripped performances playing on the screens on the wall, and, you know, wondering, hey, I wonder if I'll ever get to do that. And sure enough, here we are. And it's very exciting. I'm really, really kind of pinching myself today.